Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Mondays.
Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
This episode of the JB and Benny Blue Review is brought to you by our friends at SavageCBD.com. Get the best in CBD products and get a deal while you're at it. Use our code REVIEW, that's REVIEW, for 15% off your first order plus free shipping. Go to SavageCBD.com right now.
Hey, Bird Gang, it's your boy, former Cardinal Jeremy Bridges. Tune into the number one podcast on the web, my show, the JB and Benny Blue Review, right here on KSRN Arizona.
Buddy, we back, baby, and who's back on the goddamn sauce with the Bubba Gump hat? Oh, Dr. Bridges himself drinking a fine glass of his potion, ladies and gentlemen, in the Boyd Gang chrome-looking cup. Pow, pow, pow.
You know what, Benny? Shout out to the Bubba Gump Shrimp Company. You know what I'm saying? I do watch Forrest Gump almost every
Sunday. Every week.
It's a ritual. It's just a Sunday thing, man. You know what I'm saying? When the night, you know, like Frankie Beverly made saying on that golden time of day. You know what I'm saying? When the sun's going down, that's that golden time of day. Well, for me, it's that Forrest Gump time of day, right?
Yes.
I partake in a little bit of the herbal essence, and I watch a little Gump. You know what I'm saying? It's the thing to do, you know, for me. I don't know if everybody got their own thing, you know what I'm saying? Some people like the Sunday fun day. We do that too. But we very little, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you know what I'm saying? I know last time we talked with you, as I said, I was doing a 45-day thing. It turned into more than 30. I went out to the Cardinal game this past Friday and watched us beat the Cowboys in the preseason opener. It was great to be back. Good to be back. Good to see the people, the fans showing love, everybody, you know, being safe and wearing their masks if they feel like it's appropriate. But just to be around the people, Benny, was amazing. It was nuts. The atmosphere, the crowd, seeing the guys on the field, man, and just seeing the joy in their faces. Because when it all said and done, man, football ain't no fun without the crowd. And I've said that on wax. I said it on record. I said it when I was playing.
Yes,
like, football ain't no fun without the fans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you go out there and do your job, and it's all that, whatever. But so shout out to the guys last year. That took a lot of them checks was the inspiration, trust me.
them checks
was the inspiration. Knowing every Tuesday you was finna get that fat thing, no homo. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, for pause. You know what I'm saying?
For pause.
You know what I'm saying? We can't do the no homo thing. It's not politically correct anymore. But anyway, Benny, it's good to be back. You know what I'm saying? Episode 185.
188, baby.
Whoa. 188. Jeez, we damn near 200, bro.
Oh, yeah, something special for 200, no doubt. And this is, listen, if your first time tapping in with us, please make sure to follow us at JB and Benny Blue for all your social media needs. All right. Of course, you can tap in with the website. You know what I'm saying? You can get in with the website here, jbandbennyblurev.com. If you scroll down, look at that, bam, right there, the latest episode.
Wow, look
right
at
there,
that.
Spotify, Stitcher. You can sign up for the newsletter, Apple Podcasts, the whole thing, and of course, you can get the merch. We are going to be working on a new merch drop here just in time for football season, so you will see some promo about that, but in the meantime, you can cop our fine merch, made-to-order, unisex, 100% combined cotton, comfortable as hell, as JB and
very,
I can attest. So make sure to tap in with that. Of course, get at us on IG. Of course, we just posted that JB's hog talk for all them hogs. You know you're still in the film room, baby. We are still 2 weeks remaining of the quasi-offseason / training camp. So hogs out there, young hogs out there, you know you can get some game from Dr. Bridges himself. So make
sure
to
dropping it off. No, I'm dropping it off. I'm dropping it off like Santa Claus do presents. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Pow, that's right. Tap it with us on Facebook, of course. We got the content. And, of course, make sure to follow us on Twitter. We're always keeping up the conversation and letting you know when we have new goddamn content up.
Hey, shout out to everybody on Twitter, man, to be showing us love. You know what I'm saying? On individual pages, on our JB and Benny Blue Review page. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody that's showing love, that's tapping in, shooting shit. You know what I'm saying? Laughing, joking. Shout out to my Southern Miss family. All right, we're getting it cracking here, you know what I'm saying, here in 20 days. We got 20 days until we're going to get it cracking at the Rock. Shout out to damn, I had another fat shout out. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the Summer League basketball, Benny.
Oh, right. it's been good basketball.
It's been pretty entertaining. It's just like, you know, you don't know none of these kids' names except for the kids that got drafted, but
you see
some of the second and third year guys, you know what I'm saying, that need to get the work in, and you see them developing, and it's pretty dope. My sons, you know what I'm saying, trust me when I say, y'all can talk about the Lakers all y'all want, but my sons is going to be right there in the mix again next year. Better, please believe me, all right?
Facts. And hey, shout out to Jello Ball. Playing summer league with Charlotte, putting up some good numbers. That kid's going to get a contract. And LeVar, motherfucking Triple B's Ball, is finally going to have all his sons
all
on an NBA roster at the same time. And,
that's gonna be dope,
Jello's
man.
Been putting in the work. Jello's in shape. Jello has definitely upped his game.
Right.
So shout out to Jello, man. Summer league's been fun, man. You see a lot of good young players. And it's competitive ball. It really is competitive ball.
Well, they're trying to make ball clubs, you know what I'm saying? Whether people realize it or not, like, this is like, you know, I know they have a preseason in basketball as well, but this is literally their preseason, what rookie NFL guys, second, third year NFL guys have as a preseason. This is the same thing. So it's on the exact same level. So you got to go out there and compete. You got to be competitive. You got to go out there and show your skills. It's time, you know, lights on. You know what I'm saying? It's a professional ball setting. So you got to go out there and let it be seen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we see some people falling in here, whether you are live streaming with us on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. Drop in a comment or question now. We will get into that here in Savage Hotline at the end of the show. Coming up, of course, JB was in the building. We got to talk about preseason week one, the Bird Gang, my kitties. Preseason week one in general, JB's going to burn a little bit on what some of you motherfuckers will not shut up about some of these rookie coobies, and JB's got time for your ass today. So goofies, we're going to be getting into the fucking goofies, man. Trust me, I'll let you let the Mac off on them cats. But before we get to all that, make sure to tap in with our sponsor at SavageCBD.com, baby. That's right. Head over to the shop, get your tinctures, get your balms, get your cartridges. If you're going through some stress, if you just want to ease your mind, if this is your thing, baby, then make sure to tap in with them and use our code REVIEW for 15% off your first order and free shipping. They got what you need, man. They got good stuff, and they always got deals, so you can't say they're jacking you on the price because they're always giving the deals. So make sure to tap in with Savage CBD.
Hey, and here's a little heads up. Athletes, you know what I'm saying? If you get massages, and we're not talking about those alleged Deshaun Watson massages, we're talking about those Robert Kraft. And I want to leave him out. You know what I'm saying?
Over-under in Florida.
If you're getting massages, you know what I'm saying, like from your professional masseuse, sports massage, use CBD balm, you know what I'm saying, so you can get the double whammy, you know what I'm saying?
It really works.
I mean, it's natural. It is what it is, you know what I'm saying? So that's a little game from the OG 10-year NFL vet, you know what I'm saying? It works.
Mm-hmm. And listen, if you want to sponsor us, you see the graphic, make sure to get at us, jbandbennybluereview.com. Whether it's on the live stream, the podcast, and social media, or all the above, we got you. Our hottest, just letting everybody know, whether you're listening to this after live stream on the podcast, our biggest and best time of the year is football season. So if you are going to spend some money wisely to get to an audience, this is the time of the year to do it. Make sure to get at us, please. Arizona companies especially. We see a lot of you. We giving y'all free game because we support y'all. But, like, listen, some of y'all need to, like, really do a campaign with us because we can turn that shit out. Trust and believe. I'm looking at you, Charlie Bottles. All right, man.
I was just about to say I'm drinking Casamigos tequila right now because I got homeboys and own tequila companies and I can't drink none of theirs.
Oh, man, but, it's on strike. Ooh-wee.
I mean, look, come on, man. I'm getting tired of saying it. Tired of beating my head against the wall. Come on, Charlie Bottles. Drop the bottles. Let's go. So I can get it cracking. We get the valley cracking, like, man.
Right, exactly. So look, shout to the valley. Shout out to everybody tapping in here with us all over, wherever you're listening or watching. All right, man. Let's get straight to it. So JB was in the building for the Bird Gang preseason week one. We are going to take it to the motherfucking highlights. Of course, follow us on YouTube. We got new content up there. But watching some of the content, JB, you were actually in the building. Of course, preseason is preseason. We understand that. But from watching the squad, what did you see? What were you kind of looking for, and what was your takeaway when you were leaving the old State Farm?
Well, I mean, you're just looking at certain guys. I only stayed for half the game because that's all I needed to see. A lot of these young cats, you know, so I'm not really interested in watching them play, and I'm not being mean or nothing like that. But I don't know them, you know what I'm saying? And if they make the team, then I'll see more of them. But for the most part, just, you know, just watching guys get out and move around. I wasn't really looking for anything in particular. Of course, K1 wasn't starting. Colt McCoy is a consummate pro. I mean, he's not a horrible quarterback, you know what I'm saying? So he can get in and manage games. And if K1, God forbid, Luton, let's say he misses four games, you know, Colt McCoy can go three out of one. You know what I'm saying? I mean, three out of four. He can do
that. Oh, yeah, he's capable, for sure.
And, you know, the team would have to, you know what I'm saying, rally around him. Defense had to play a little harder. But, yeah, I'm not worried about Colt McCoy and what he can do. You know what I'm saying? So it was just good to be there. I didn't really have an agenda. It wasn't really nobody I was watching. Right. Christian Kirk did, you know, showing his value, and I like to see that because I know the kid personally. Other than that, man, it was, you know, I wanted to see more Ito Smith. Course, you know, he's from Southern Miss.
The Judge Ito. Yeah,
the Judge, you know what I'm saying? He's a very valuable player, you know what I'm saying? It can be very valuable to any offense, but he's got some fighting to do because they got Ward and then a couple other cats. You know, of course, they got Chase and then the cat we got from Pittsburgh. What is his name? Connor, right?
Connor from Pittsburgh, correct.
Yeah, so we fighting, you know, all these guys are fighting for that third running back spot, and we'll see. You know what I'm saying? We'll see. But other than that, it was just good to be in the building. Good to be in the atmosphere. It was pretty sweet. The irony that, you know, we got Prater and y'all got our old kicker is the funniest shit in the world to me.
I'm not even going to fly. You remember in the moment we talked about it, like on and off the podcast.
Right.
I was kind of salty. I like the golden drunken toe. That is Matt Prater. I'm pissed that we lost him. That dude can kick.
And I told you when we signed him, I my mindset was that we just won three games by signing him. Right, because
no, for real, about, his ass. Yeah, really. He can kick a 65-yarder.
Really easy, you know what I'm saying? Really, because we lost like three games last year because our kick was trash. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh my god.
So he's a valuable weapon, like, you know what I'm saying? We are blessed to have old Prater. You know what I'm saying? Old Marlboro man himself. But we got him.
Oh
my
god. Well, it's cool that you got to be in the building. I'm not even gonna lie. Right before we started rolling, before our patented production meeting, I'm not gonna lie, I finally got a chance to sit down because I've been running around this week, and I finally got a chance to sit down and watch episode one of Hard Knocks. I'm telling you right now, and reviewers, if you want to timestamp this and like roast me later if I'm wrong, I don't really care because I think I'm gonna be right. GB, I think the Cowboys are gonna be fucking ass this year. I think Cowboys are gonna be a bad team this year. And I'm not even saying that because I dislike the Cowboys brand. Like, I've been around this enough and watching enough, and I've seen enough Hard Knocks to know when a team is actually going to be decent,
right?
And when a team is just going to be straight ass. And I'm like, I'm watching like the team meetings. I'm like, they're not even bought into the head coach. This is going
to
be bad.
No, and that's what I was about to say. That was kind of my thing when you said that. I agree. I don't think they're going to be very good at all, and it sucks because, you know, I like Dak. You know what I'm saying? I like him, you know what I'm saying, as a leader, as a quarterback, you know what I'm saying, he plays his ass off. He's literally outdone every little thing that they said he was going to be when he came in the league. Zeke Elliott, I like him too. He's a hell of a running back. You cannot like that guy as a running back, man. He's unreal.
You got to hang on to the ball, right? But he's talented.
Right,
of course,
yeah, you know what I'm saying, yeah, but that comes along with it. Say word to Tiki Barber, but... So of course, you know, those things. And then, of course, the offensive line, which I have the utmost respect for Dallas's offensive line, right? So if they can stay healthy, I feel like they're going to be a decent team, Benny, but I feel like the whole not buying into McCarthy thing, I feel you on that.
Now, here's what I'm wondering, and I know our Valley Desert reviewers, I know they hit you up about this on Twitter and especially in person. You being in the building, and we know that you are Governor Bridges when you're in State Farm. You're shaking hands and kissing babies. Did you leave the stadium with any kind of takeaways about some things that you were wondering about or some shit that's going on? Because I've heard JJ's banged up. I've seen Andy Isabella have a nice camp. Did you get anything from boots on the ground talking to? Were you able to talk to some folks? Anything happen?
No, and of course people are not going to really be talking about stuff like that anyway, right? That's very hush hush, very top secret. I mean, from what I understand, you know what I'm saying?
But you have top secret clearance.
And I do, yeah. G4 classified. I'm all that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
But
what I'm saying is that JJ is not banged up, right? I said this when he got hurt. He got hurt like 3 weeks ago, right? But what it was, they put him on the PUP list so that he would not have to practice, right? They got all the faith in the world in JJ. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, JJ's going to show up and show out. That's just what he does. You know, you might not like the guys as a human being or whatever, but, you know, because I know some people got some mixed reviews of this cat, right? But, I mean, he shows up and shows out on the football field. It is what it is. Point blank, period. Other than that, man, everybody is healthy. Andy Isabella's probably going to end up getting cut at the end of the year. We got the kid Moore. And
really?
We got the kid Moore. We got Christian Kirk. I don't think I don't think they got room for Isabella. Right? I don't think they got room for Isabella. Wow. So, he can have a greater camp as he wants. He's been in COVID protocol twice. That's where he was at the time during the game. So he wasn't even on the field. But other than that, I mean, it's just a normal. We're blessed to not have competitions going on with our starters, right? We know who our starters are going to be, and we can rest them, and we know what position they're going to play. So it's good that we just got that competition for those second and third string guys, right? And, you know, the stronger your backups are, the better off you're going to be because injuries are going to happen during the course of the season. So, yeah, we're in a real good situation right now. It ain't nothing to speculate. It ain't nothing to talk about. Like, everybody is, you know, everything is what it is at this point.
Interesting. Okay. So, week two, who are they looking at for week two?
Playing-wise, this week?
Who the Bergen got week two preseason?
I haven't even looked, Benny. I'll just be like, whatever. To be honest with you. Hey, reviewers, y'all know me. You know what I'm saying? I just be like, hey, it is what it is. Okay, so we did the Cowboys thing. You know what I'm saying? So let's see what week two going to bring about. All right? The Chiefs.
It's three weeks of preseason. Ooh, buddy.
So
I'm not going to lie.
This is great for us because this is going to be the second game. So this is when the starters play, and they play for at least a half, right? So this is going to be good. It's going to be on a Friday night. You know what I'm saying? I'm all for it, man. I'm loving it. I think this is going to be a great test for us. It's at State Farm Stadium. So I might just slide back out there again. Huh? Might just slide back out there again.
I got an invite today to go to Chiefs Chargers later in the year. It's like week 15, week 16. It's like, you know what? I'm about to do that. That sounds like a hell of a 5 matchup around that time.
Oh, yeah. So. Yeah, that's going to be a telltale right there. Because the Chargers are going to be good this year. They're going to be good. I can see it happening. Yep. You know who I think ain't going to be very good this year?
The Rams.
The Rams. I'm sorry, bro. I think LA is going to belong to the Chiefs this to the Bolts this year. I just think the Chargers are going to be a better ball club than the Rams, man. I can just see it happening, right? I don't wish this on nobody, but I think Aaron Donald's going to get hurt for a stretch. And when Aaron Donald's not in their defensive line, they're not very good, right? The D line is not killer like that. They're looking for somebody to complement, you know, saying the opposite side. Of that line, I forget who the rest outside linebacker they have. Did they get Phillips? No, they didn't get Phillips. They did, but they got somebody over there to solidify who's their guy. And then of course he's going to play opposite side of Aaron because I think Aaron and this guy play the same side. But yeah, I don't know. I think McVay's offense can only take them so far. I think, you know what I'm saying, the fact that they got your boy, that's great for them. But I think the offensive line is going to have some issues, and I just don't see them. I think they're going to be the worst team in the West this year.
Ooh-wee. Okay. Well, speaking of a team that's going to face them, taking a look at my kiddies, week one preseason going against the old Buffalo Bills. Josh Allen coming off that contract, but of course he wasn't a part of this one. So, yeah, you know, interesting. I saw some decent stuff out of Goff. Goff did some Goff things. You know, as you can see, you know, he's kind of dumping it off, that type of thing. You know, I think that they're going to do some okay things on the O-line. I mean, I know, you know, the Vitae, he's going to get his love, but this was kind of concerning to me where I feel like they were having some trouble second level with the Bills' backs. It's kind of concerning because you see some of this tape here and it's like, I don't know. Mm-hmm. They really got to shore that up. Now Blau came in, shot to David Blau, backup. His wife, I think, got a silver medal in the hurdles in the Olympics.
So right. Yeah, that was a dope video. Yeah.
David Blau might fuck around some point this season, and they might try to make an offer they can't refuse to get traded, because he could start for one of these teams that is in a bad way and needs somebody. So, you know, Kitty's lost by a point in this one. You know, Goff did Goff things, as you can see, dumping it down right there. I don't know. You do wonder about with this team, you know, with Tyrell Williams, you know, with Perriman, with some of the, you know, with Amon-Ra from USC. You mm-hmm. do kind of wonder who's going to step up and be the over-the-top guy. But, you know, I don't know. I think that they have they're building a good culture with Campbell. To me, it's really just going to come down to, is some of this talent going to rise to the occasion in critical moments? You right. know, because it's like you kind of look in a weird way. This has become a very interesting season to kind of like foreshadow or predict or preview, because of like what you were alluding to a second ago is like what we were kind of coming off of last year, where it's a new experience, the fans back in the stands, and it's kind of mm-hmm. you're kind of getting back to that normalcy, if you will. So, you know, like you said, you kind of watch a half, you kind of get what you need to get out of the game. But overall, I saw some guys stepping up, a couple of guys who just actually got signed, you know, making some plays. So I was right. happy about that. So we will see what happens moving forward with the Kitties. My theory, JB, I don't know if you feel about this about the Bird game. My theory is if the Kitties have a really good preseason, they have a trash season. Do you feel that way about the Bird gang? If they're, yeah. if they're a little bit too good in the preseason, like, the season's not going to be that great.
I think that about every NFL team, right? If you just kill a shit in the preseason, it's like, eh, it's all you got. You know what I'm saying? You literally, like, you know what I'm saying? You're giving all you got at this point. Now, I think the same thing. Nah, I'm good.
All right, so, JB, keeping it moving to the actual, like, to the actual season at large. People, the hashtag No Fun League is trending, JB. The fucking taunting rule. Let's go to this tape real quick. So now they're being more strict on taunting, apparently. And this was a call here. And Colts running back takes it up the middle here to over the 50-yard line. I'm not sure who that is. And he gets a flex here, and he gets flagged. Man. What do you think about the way that they're going to call taunting this year?
Well, see, in situations like that, Benny, we can't ignore the obvious, right? He turned around, he flexed, and you know he said some shit to the dude. It wasn't no
was. He said yeah, something.
His mouth probably got it, right? So, you know what I'm saying? You if the refs hear you talk shit, right, which he probably was like, yeah, motherfucker, some shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ref was like, okay, all right, oh, yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's the preseason. We got to get a hold on this thing right now. But, you know, if he would have turned around and flexed to the crowd, no problem. He turned around to the crowd of people that were trying to tackle his ass, and then he flexed. And so that's why he got caught. I mean, I don't think it's going to be no different, you know what I'm saying? Because there's not a lot of taunting that goes on. It's just a bunch of celebrating, right? I would never call it taunting. Yep. As long as you are doing an action towards the crowd, or you're doing an action towards your sideline, or you're doing an action towards your teammate, that's cool. When you turn around and you look at an opposing team or an opponent, you know what I'm saying, and do any kind of gesture, that's taunting. It is what it is, right?
Well, I'm with that. Yeah, I suspect he wasn't just flexing and then saying, yeah, he definitely he let out some extracurricular words.
Yeah, he popped off a little bit. He popped off a little bit.
By the way, as you know, to someone, you know, certainly not usually in a position where you might get cut, but if your man's is like third on the depth chart and he's turning around, hitting him with the flex, like, that's what I'm talking about. And
yeah, that's
expletive.
Yeah.
Bro, you might be
I'm pretty sure today in the film room he got the talk tomorrow in the film room he'll get the talk, and they'll be like, hey, look, man, act like you've been in before, you know what I'm saying? It was a stupid penalty. Right. You got a hell of a run. Now they bring that bitch right back, 15 yards to taunting. That's like, don't be dumb, right? You know, they'll chalk it up as a rookie mistake once. You do it again, it's going to be a problem.
Right. JB, speaking of rookie mistakes, the way people have been acting about this guy's going to be the GOAT, this guy's going to be a bust, it seems like it's OD this year. You want to take a minute and hit a little JB's burning on what's happening with these rookie QB reactions. Talk to the people. How are you feeling about this?
Okay, so Justin Fields had 2 touchdowns yesterday, right? Mm-hmm. One of them, Stevie Wonder could have threw that bitch. All right, and then the other one, he ran a touchdown. Now, first of all, let's get this out the way. I am an advocate of Justin Fields. I don't believe in Ohio State quarterbacks, but I've said on this podcast a couple times, I believe in Justin Fields, right? I believe he has a different mindset than a Haskins or anybody that's come before him, right? A different skill set. I just believe that he's just mentally a better quarterback along with the physical attributes that he has. But he didn't do shit.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do shit. He didn't. He ran a touchdown. Was there any doubt that he could run? Were we questioning the fact that he could run? No. Right? Did we question the fact that he could throw the ball a mile? No. So what did he do that was so damn special? Look, the preseason is dumbed down, period. Right? It's dumbed down defensively, so you're not going to be seeing elaborate, crazy looks. Right? And ain't nobody had no chance of game playing for you, so he ain't did shit. Man's over in Jacksonville. Ain't did shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? He ain't did shit. None of them. Ain't nail one of them. The boy over there in the Jets, Wilson, what his name is, he ain't did shit.
Right.
Right.
And he's been in a contract dispute and shit, let alone playing.
I know y'all need something to talk about. But these cats ain't did a motherfucking thing. They ain't did nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They have done nothing. Talk to me 8 weeks into the season if one of them starts and they're 7-1. And they got phenomenal numbers. And I'm like, okay, well, this kid's showing and proving, right?
Right.
No, wrong. You know what I'm saying? He ain't doing nothing. Yo, stop. Please, stop. Stop. I see people on Twitter. Oh, Justin Fields going to be a motherfucker. How you know? I got faith in the kid, but goddamn, let's not base that shit on what the fuck he did for 3 quarters in a preseason game.
Where cats are, let's be honest. I mean, especially nowadays, for the sake of the toll of injuries as it relates to like your contracts and obviously guaranteed money, it's like you're talking about playing cats at like 90-95, right? Where it's like they're going to go just hard enough not to get hurt as much as they can control, but they ain't like it. This ain't wartime. This ain't week 12. We got to get a W in the division to be in the playoff race. It ain't that yet. And how much has to do with the team around the actual quarterback? Because, I mean, think about the Bears' history. I mean, Jesus Christ. It seems like all these years that they've been successful, they got everything but the fucking quarterback position right.
Right.
Now, they finally got a guy who could really be that kind of, like, Cam in his prime, kind of mixed with Dak, that type of vibe dude. Mm-hmm. But it's got to be the right scenario, because just as easy as you could say, oh, Lawrence is going to be the truth, Lawrence was getting a little happy feet yesterday, and he's kind of getting his welcome to the NFL moments.
These cats, this is the NFL, man. Yep. Right, I told the kid at work, he's very, you know what I'm saying, like he's one that bites everything the media says.
Right.
Oh, how about you? He's like, how about Justin Fields? What'd he do? That's what I asked.
Right.
What'd he do? Like, what the? This is the preseason. You're playing against cats. I can almost guarantee you that play that Zion, when he threw that ball to Jesse Jackson, to whatever the hell his name is, Jesse James, that was a blown coverage one. shit didn't fool everybody like that, right? You got to think about it. You playing against second and third team defenders. There's some coverages going to get blown. And again, I know 13-year-old boys that could have made that pass, right? Like, come on, dog. I ain't taking nothing away from him. He didn't do shit, right? In relation to the NFL and what he's going to have to do if he's a starter, week to week, game planning defenses that are game planning to stop you, they're going to take away your favorite thing to do and then see if you can react to anything besides that. Come on, man. It's the preseason, bro. It's the preseason. I'm going to say it again. It's the preseason.
Well said, sir. Before we get into some review reaction news, again, make sure to tap in with our sponsor, SavageCBD.com. Use the code REVIEW for 15% off and free orders. You know what I'm saying? And free shipping on your orders, rather. Get that balm, get that cartridge, get that pet spray for the dogs that's just going nuts. Get that roll-on, like JB was talking, get that little roll-on, you know what I'm saying? It's like icy hot, but not full of all those need extra that. Chemicals.
Need
get that. That roll-on, you know what I mean? So tap in with our folks at SavageCBD.com. And, of course, you want to sponsor us, man, get at us, JBandBendingBlueReview@gmail.com. What's live stream, podcast, or on social media, we got you. Different sponsorship packages available, especially just in time for football season. If you listen to this, we got information coming for our For the People Fantasy NFL.com Fantasy Football League that is coming. We will be doing the KSRN League as well, so you can keep up with the boys. And, of course, Savage Picks are coming back. And we see you guys falling in, falling out. Make sure to drop a comment or question, and I promise you we will get to that here over the course of the show. All right, JB, let's get into some review reaction news. And JB, oh, it wouldn't be the preseason if there wasn't some sloppy motherfucking fights in the stands. Good God almighty. So look, this is one angle. Speaking of Aaron Donald getting hurt, watch your man talking cash money shit.
So Benny, first of all, pause the tape. Just pause it. As I tweeted, this is Ram on Ram crime.
It is.
Like, what are we doing? This is a live depiction of what y'all season's gonna look like right here. Proving my point, just that right here. Here is a live depiction of exactly what the Rams season is gonna look like. Run the tape. This is awesome. All right.
And by the way, JB, before we start rolling, I got another angle as to why this really started popping off. You'll be able to see it. I already know.
Old girl gonna throw the drink, and I ain't got nothing to do with it. Man, watching the back with the white hat on. That's her.
Fucking Griselda back there. Right. What the fuck?
She looked like the chick that killed Selena. Rest in peace,
right.
Selena.
Right.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, no.
Now, mind you, Aaron Donald, you know what I'm saying, quote unquote.
Oh,
was
just
throwing hands. Like he was scrapping.
Oh,
all of a sudden, here it comes. Got his head. Oops.
Oh, bad business. No.
Right, check Mans out. No. Now, look at Mans, though. Look at number 16. Look at golf. Typical golf form. He literally beating his ass. He literally was beating his ass. It's amazing. But Rams, and then there she is. That's
look at Griselda.
Look at her. What are you doing?
You killed Selena, lady. You should be in jail.
I don't even think she with the people. Look at this.
No.
Oh, that's true. Look at her now. Where you going? This is what we getting in the mix.
Oh no!
Hey, that's like the episode of Boondocks with Riley. We're talking about throwing the chair, right? Hey, as soon as the drink gets thrown, it's over. Yeah, it was. You know what I'm saying? Aaron Donald with the throwing them hands, and eventually got his ass tossed up. But again, there was a live depiction of how the Rams season is going to go. Come out the blocks nice, and all of a sudden you're going to be like, "What the hell happened?"
Yeah. If someone knows from experience, if you're going to fight at a fucking stadium, first of all, tuck your chin, make sure they don't get your head, and, you know, you gotta be prepared for all that shit, because now, Cash is fight now. Right. Like, that's the thing. It's like, shots are a man's Sons of Four. Sons of Four.
Ever since that night, right, like, there were five fights, bro. And that series alone in our stadium, right? And you know what I'm saying? The Suns' new stadium. Like, it was, they were just scrapping. You know what I'm saying? Everybody trying to throw them hands. Everybody trying to drop some at this point. But, yeah, if you find yourself in a, like Ron Burgundy said, you know what I'm saying? Or Anchorman, the vicious cockfight, right? You got to make sure you got to keep your back, you know what I'm saying? One, keep your six clear. And you just got to throw them things. No wild punches, all straight jabs, baby. Because the wild punches make you lean over, and that's there. All of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, like Big Dog, like Aaron Donald. Next thing you know, you face down, you know what I'm saying, getting your back tenderized.
He was literally beating his ass. Like, that was just how do you get up in the morning, put on a Jared Goff jersey, who does not play for the Rams anymore,
right?
Show up to a preseason game, and then now you're on the internet, like, literally punching a dude in the cheeks. Pause. Ass punching mans.
You know what I'm saying? Ass punching mans. Come on, bro. Yeah, like I said, typical golf form, right?
Right.
Just Jesus fucking around.
JB, speaking of some LA moves that maybe seem good at first, although, you know, who knows how it's going to shake. The Clippers have made a trade, an interesting trade just today, and they have traded Rondo.
It just happened like 2 hours ago.
Yeah, Pat Beverly and Daniel Aturo, kind of a role player, end of the bench guy, to the Grizzlies for Eric Bledsoe. They got Kawhi under like a 4-year deal, although he might not play much this year. So I don't know. Rondo and Beverly, especially Rondo, didn't really have a big role with them last year, but are the Clippers, a.k.a. the Flippers, a.k.a. word to Marcellus Wiley, Clip City, Chip City, is this going to help their rotation at all? What do you think about this move?
I don't, right? Honestly, I don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Pat Beverly was honestly a secret weapon for them because he antagonized and he got those calls and he was in there scrapping and he got those garbage points, whereas Bledsoe is going to be like, he's kind of a nice guy, you know what I'm saying? Yes. So if you don't ruffle some feathers, you know what I'm saying? Like, but that was what Patrick Beverly did. He ruffled those feathers. He was the guy that nobody liked, like hated playing against the dude, right? You know what I'm saying? But he was that dude, you know what I'm saying? The consummate antagonist.
And I kind of need that sometimes.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake.
Especially in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it was a mistake getting rid of him because he could come in and he could get people out of their zone. I mean, look what he did to Book. You know what I'm saying? Book had to really low up and, like, you know, understand that he had to play at a different level. He had to get real down and dirty to even deal with this cat. So, yeah, I just think that they were, you know, they just doing too much. I mean, they wasn't paying him no money for real. And then Rondo wasn't getting paid nothing for real. They honestly could have picked up a veteran point guard if they just wanted another one. Like the guy that they got rid of, whatever his last name is, they could have cut him and that'd have been that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they could have brought in another veteran. Point guard, like a guy that can play one and two, kind of a utility guy. Rondo was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? They didn't use him none, no way. So he'll probably end up going back to the Lakers, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like extra minimum. Yeah, he'll take a buyout with the Grizzlies, yeah.
He'll stay right there now. Exactly. So, that's right. He got traded to the Grizzlies. So, yeah. I mean, he probably
Pat Bev's not going to stay there either. He's probably going to ask for a buyout too.
Right. He probably didn't give a damn, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? Rondo probably don't even care. He probably like, whatever. He's like, hey, just keep paying me. Shit, I'm on my last leg anyway.
Dr. Bridges, I think I actually saw you live tweeting this last night. And need to check out the highlights. Muhammad Ali's grandson, Nico Ali Walsh, got a KO in his pro debut on Top Rank. And
right.
Look at that. My man, bow! Ooh-wee! Did you watch the fight live?
I watched the fight live, and one thing I can say about the young man is that I think the fight went to 2 rounds, if I'm not mistaken. He knocked him out in the second round. So, it was just, he came out, you know what I'm saying? Oh, shit, did he knock him out? No, he knocked him out in the first. Okay, so there I go, you know what I'm saying? That the fight didn't go to the second round. But he came out in the first 30 seconds or so, just kind of like brawling. Then he kind of fell back and started feeling his jab a little bit. He's got long arms. He has some power behind him, goddamn hands, you can see. But he has that long, lanky frame, kind of like his grandfather. I hate to compare it to him, but he's got that lankier frame, long arms. His limbs are long as shit. And he backed up after about 30 seconds and just thumping in there because he was fighting a UFC guy, right, who probably likes the inside work. So he has some boxing smarts. Of course, he has a really good corner, right? So he's got some veterans back there, you know what I'm saying, guys that are training him, even from the promoter, you know what I'm saying, the old dude, what's his name?
Bob Arum?
Yeah, Arum, you know what I'm saying? So, even as a promoter, you know what I'm saying, he got a legendary Bob Arum promoting him. It just, to me, it was fun to watch because it was his first professional fight. So once the poise kicked in, I was like, okay, kid, I see you. But again, using the jab, finding his long arm, understanding one that the guy, he understood from the door that the guy couldn't box with him, right? Once he felt that out, and it took about 45 seconds, that's when he started touching with the jab. Boom, he jab, come across the cross. Boom, jab. Come across with the cross. So if anybody else is doing it, you see my right hand going first because I'm a lefty. But he throws that left jab and follows that right. He threw a jab right, jab right, jab right. That's pretty much all he threw the whole night. And, I mean, if it works, it's about placing the punch. It's about putting it where it needs to be. But, yeah, the poise, the patience, the power. three P's, man. You know what I'm saying? You got those three P's in boxing, you're going to be okay. So I look for good things from this kid, man. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, the dude they put him in with was, you know, woefully undermatched. But you know, you go back and watch like Floyd's pro debut, and you watch some of these guys. You know, they're putting them in with cats that they basically know that they can run
exactly
over.
Exactly. But I think that I was going to say that was a very smart move by his camp for some guy who now this guy's a professional MMA fighter. You know what I'm saying?
He might be the shit in MMA.
He done been in the ring several times, so he understands what it is to fight professionally. So it wasn't like he was fighting a scrub, you know what I'm saying, as far as like in terms of somebody who has never fought professional before. But of course, boxing wise, he was clearly outmatched and shout out to his camp to, you know, build confidence. Confidence is everything. So yeah, they did a great job, man. But the kid, I mean, his skill set is there. You can see it. Like he had a great story in talking about the fact that he was just like, he, you know, been getting compared to his grandfather his whole life. You know what I'm saying? Asked about his grandfather and having this shadow hanging above his head, you know what I'm saying, because of his last name and his lineage. But he wanted to fight, so he was like, okay, I've been doing this, but I gotta get this out of my system. I gotta see, am I even worthy? I gotta see, am I ready?
Right.
And right. Yeah, I think the kid's got a decent future ahead of him.
Now, I didn't see in the description there weight class currently. Is he fighting a lightweight? He looked like he was lightweight. I don't think it was lower than that.
Yeah, he wasn't. He wasn't feather. He wasn't bantam. He was. Yeah, he was
lightweight, maybe junior lightweight, something like that. Yeah, I mean, they look skinny now. They weren't. I know they weren't welterweights. They weren't quite big enough to be welterweights yet.
No. They weren't welterweights. So they were probably fighting at what you think about 140.
Now probably like 135, right?
Yeah,
probably
right. I was about to probably say like 135. In that 135 to 140 range. You know what I'm saying? So they were fighting in there somewhere. I mean, the kid's got a decent skill set. Like I said, I like his long arms, and he's got some boom behind the punches. So he's going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, listen, Nico, you got open invitation to join the review. You know we'll give you a quality interview, and you'll have a good old time joining us.
We'll
chop it up about your career, and just let you know, as I'm sure JB can back up. Once you get to about 10 or 15 dubs, beware. Them wolves at the top are going to start calling you out.
Right,
just letting you know them cats, right. Especially if you start playing around in the welterweight. So, you know, obviously you come from a good bloodline, but be clear: once you start, you move into junior welterweight.
Right,
now you got to deal with the buds of the world, right. And Errol Spence, right. And they're gonna be coming for you.
Shit get real now. Yeah, so shit get real.
You got to hold up that Ali name. So, but obviously you've clearly given it a lot of thought. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been doing it. So, shout out to you getting your first win. And folks, that's pretty much it. I keep it a little bit leaner tonight, but Bizzleman, Dr. Bridges, we need us. The final thoughts from you, sir. What is on your brain going into this week, good sir?
In the words of EPMD, don't believe the hype, right?
Ooh.
Don't believe the hype. I don't know. It's just too much naysay going on about vaccines and who's vaccinated, who ain't vaccinated, why you should be vaccinated, why you ain't vaccinated. If you ain't vaccinated, you this and you that. I seen somebody on my Twitter, on my Instagram, and she will remain nameless, but I think it was the dumbest shit I've ever seen in my life, where she was like, people that are anti-vaxxers. I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but I'm not going to get vaccinated. That's just my thoughts and beliefs, and I've said it multiple times on here. If you get vaccinated, that's your thing. Do your thing. But she called people Trumpsters because they don't want to get vaccinated. Like, what? Come on now. Like, you're just doing the most. You know what I'm saying? You're doing too much. Got too much dip on your chip. Slow it down, right? Do what you feel. Do what you like. You know what I'm saying? If you like it, I love it. And there are many different ways to help protect the masses other than getting a vaccination, right? You can wash your stinking ass hands. You can cover your stinking ass mouth when you cough and you sneeze. You can wear a mask when you go into public places if you feel uncomfortable being there. If your ass don't feel good, stay your punk ass at home, right? I mean, it's just the world we're living at this point, right? So we'll continue to need us, all right? And we continue to need education, and we continue to need proper education. And don't shut up people that are telling the truth about things and that have actual factual behind certain things. Shout out to Brother RZA Islam, who is no longer on Instagram, you know what I'm saying, no longer on Twitter, because he does spit facts, and he literally has facts to back things up that he says, and of course they don't like that, right? So either way it go, man, we always gonna need us, all right? Here, weak, here, we're strong, right? And that's why I always say we need us. Man, follow us. Subscribe to us on YouTube at JB and Benny Blue. All social medias at JB and Benny Blue. Spotify, podcast, Apple Music, all that shit. We are on it. The little purple podcast thing on your iPhone, we right there. All right, all you got to do is type in JB and Benny and we pop up on Instagram, IG, at JB and Benny Blue. If you type in JB and we pop up. All right, we right there. Follow us up, man. Show love.
Yep.
Twitter, same difference. Show love, follow. Shout out to all of our future guests. Shout out to our past guests. And shout out to all the OG reviewers. Shout out to the new folks. Shout out to everybody who tapped in.
That's right.
If you want to be a sponsor, man, holler at us at our email address. It's at jbandbennybluereview@gmail.com. If you want to be a sponsor. If you got new music, we ain't said this in a while. If you got new music, drop it in, man. Yeah, drop it in, man, and we'll give you a live reaction.
Same email.
Right here. You know what I'm saying? Same email. Don't take it to offense. If your shit is whack, we're gonna tell you. That don't mean, you know what I'm saying, that's the end of it. But we're gonna give you the God's honest truth. And man, here's what it is. We got our Savage Hotline. Benny's dropped their number for him.
818-850-2804. We wanna hear more.
Yeah.
Voicemails, especially during football season, damn it. Fucking rep your squad, damn it. Call the line, rep your squad. We'll play your shit. We might roast your ass, but we'll play it.
Well, Benny, you already know.
Real shit.
Yeah, Benny, you already know that we're about to change the day that we do this podcast. Yes. And then also, you know what I'm saying, we're going to, you know what I'm saying, so, yeah, but basically that's it. We're going to change the day we do the podcast and the time that's going to be more favorable for people to jump on and be more active. During the week, sometime probably gonna be Wednesday. I think we talked about it. Middle of the week when anybody doing shit, it's hump day, and everybody, you know what I'm saying, got their mouth poked out because they got two more days of the week before the weekend comes. So you can sit down and listen to JB and Benny talk that talk. You know what I'm saying? And then you can jump in there and shoot shit with us live stream. Of course, you can check this out. Of course, you know, podcast form. You know what I'm saying? If you check this out live stream, if you jumped in and didn't say nothing, we appreciate you. Next time you jump in, say something, drop a comment, say what up, got a book in your nose, something, you know what I'm saying? Anything, you know what I'm saying? We love to hear from you.
Oh, speaking of which, JB, before I go, shout out to Mel, NFC West predictions.
Yes, okay, so that's my nephew right there, Mel Hollis. First of all, shout out to my nephew. This cat, he played at the University, Jackson State University. And of course, where the great Deion Sanders is not a head coach, but he played in this league in the AFL, it's Arena Football League out in West Texas, and they ended up winning the thing. So I've been kind of trying to help him get on agent wise. He plays center and guard, and he got signed to this team out of Germany. Right now, I'm gonna look at the text message because when he said the name, I was like, "What?" but of course, I wouldn't know a team in Germany. It's obviously so the Potsdam Royals.
Okay.
Hey, shout out to the Potsdam Royals.
If
they paying, we playing, baby. You know what I'm saying? That's the motto. So NFC West predictions.
Can you see that one?
You see this thing behind me? This goddamn bird. Hey, the gang gonna get it done, man. Everybody thinks San Francisco gonna be the answer, and they, you know, you got two quarterbacks, you got no quarterback. Let's just be honest about the situation. All right.
Yes.
We just gonna be the better team, right? As long as Cliff Kingsbury stays basic with these play calls, right? And calls plays at the right time. And I know it sounds like, oh, everybody do that. No. He had an issue last year of calling plays at the wrong time, right? And it's things that weren't needed. So it's more so unnecessary play call. If he just sticks to attack mode, we are going to be a dangerous football team. And I think we'll take the West. I think we'll win 11 games next year. I do.
I agree. I think the order is Burgang, Rams, Niners, and the Squawks. And I think three of the four teams make the playoffs. So I'm liking the Burgang to win the division.
Let's be clear about something, right? I just said it earlier. I think the Rams going to be the worst team in the NFC this year, the West.
You did.
Seattle is going to shock the shit out of a lot of people, right? They're just not a team that's going to have a bad ball club. They're just not. They're not now. No, I mean, not since Pete's been there. They're just not a team that's going to have a bad ball club. They're just not. Russell going to make some plays. Of course, they got DK. Like, bro, like, they got the two. They got, it's a bunch of no-name guys, right? When there's no big super names on there besides Russ and DK. Defensively, you know what I'm saying? They're just going to be consistent. You know what I'm saying? Seahawks over Rams. You damn right, nephew. You know what I'm saying? So I think that I think the Rams going to be kicking around that last place can this year. And I'm going to love every second of it.
Okay. And I mean, that speaks to the level of competition in the NFC West. I mean, I really think it could be a couple bad breaks for any of the teams in the division. And that should be lights out because it's going to be competitive. It's going to be the most competitive division in the league, I believe.
And not only that, if you look at our schedule, I need to see exactly what other division that we're playing this year, because from first glance,
NFC North for sure.
See what I mean? So that's, look, it's, and that all has something to do with it as well. Of course, we got to see each other twice a year in our division, but it's based on that division that you're playing and the strength of there that's going to, you know what I'm saying, determine how good you're going to be as well. So, yeah, I got the Bird Gang on top. Everybody else, they can fall where they may. I don't give a damn.
Right, exactly. Well, Mel, we appreciate the question. We appreciate anybody who's watching and tapping. And of course, again, you can always get this in podcast form, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, wherever the fuck you listen to podcasts, damn it, just search JB and Benny Blue, and I promise you will find it. And we appreciate all the love. Football season for real is coming. More guests coming. Fantasy football coming. Savage Picks coming. A new live stream night is coming all in the coming weeks. It's a beautiful fucking time of the year. And we are so honored to share it with you fine reviewers and folks out there on the interwebs, goddammit. So until next week, this has been the JB Review Podcast, and we are out, baby. Peace.
Holla, holla. The word to Ja Rule.
Holla, holla. We out, baby. We out. Reviewers, what's good? It's your man, Benny Blue. And damn it, we've been locked up in this quarantine for months. So wouldn't it be about time to get a new shirt or hoodie or any piece of merch just in time for football season? Well, you can at our friends at TrendsCollab.com. TrendsCollab.com is the official maker of all things JB and Benny Blue Review merch. You can get a t-shirt, hoodie, hat, mug, urinal cake, whatever your heart desires, plus a bunch of other dope theme shirts like the Damn Gina Classic and other shirts that you can get made to order. And if you're an influencer, you can touch base with them to get your own custom merch. That's right, Trends Collab does it all. Guess what? Free shipping on orders of $50 or more. Just use the promo code FREESHIPPING at checkout. Check out our friends, TrendsCollab.com, and follow them at TrendsCollab. TrendsCollab.com, the official merch provider for the JB.
At the Honda Summer Sales Event, one summer adventure leads to another. Start with a new Honda and be on your way to desert treks, lakeside getaways, and mountain paths so remote you need an actual map. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get 1.9% APR on the 2021 Honda Accord and 0% APR on the 2021 HR-V or Pilot.
Start your Honda safe adventure at NorCalHondaDealers.com.
See dealer for financing details.
Mondays.
Just became Mondays. Mondays just got more exciting. Powerball now draws 3 days a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. Play now.
Please play responsibly. Must be 18 years or older to purchase player claim.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.